Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Peace Podcast episode 2. Today we are going to interview Mr. Babir Sakir, who is running an NGO. So let's move on to the questionnaire.
What steps have you taken for bringing up peace in your respective area?
Actually, we have provided the food to the community, to deserving people, and also we try to send their kids to school so they can educate. It will help them.
So, you know, the events taking place in Kashmir these days brings forward a strong concern. Are peace education efforts lost?
Actually, we cannot say it's lost because it's a long process, we can say. Sometimes things cannot be solved quickly. It takes time. So people are still working, governments are working, NGOs are working, they're working on it. And we are very hopeful that one day it will be resolved.
What actions can be taken for environmental peace building?
Right now, this the easiest way is the social media. Everybody has the internet, everybody has a phone. You know, we can get connected to the phone and we can talk to the communities, people. We can involve countries, you know, major level, social level, NGOs. We can involve them and it can help us.
What efforts have you made to discourage abuse, terror, and fear among people?
When in an area, people are hungry, they are uneducated. It is very, easily we can say they can quick learn how to, you know, abuse each other and they can fight with each other. This is all due to lack of the education. So if we give them the education and we provide them the food, I think we can help them. It can resolve quickly.
You may continue, please.
Kashmir is a victim of complete opposition from the enemy country, India. What can you infer about the future of Kashmir?
If we look at it positively, we are not concerned about the Kashmir. We are concerned about the India. Since India is the one who is bringing the injustice, so we are worrying about him, if India will stay or if they will be in a part.
What experiences have you been brought up to in your relative field about an individual's mentality towards the matter of Kashmir?
Okay, if you're talking about here locally, people are here feeling themselves, they put themselves in their shoes in Kashmiris. And they feel it, and that's why they are coming out and they're celebrating days, awareness days, and they're but if you're talking globally, people are very educated over there. The only problem we have right now, they don't have the exact information. India is giving them the wrong information, that he's saying everything is cool, everything is okay here, no problem. But when people go from the other countries to India and Kashmir, they visit there, they see it's a very opposite situation over there.
Exactly. What do you think injustice in a country could result in? What effects does it leave?
Well, if we want to have a peace in any country, we have to feed the people, we have to give them the education, that's the basics, you know. If we don't provide them food or education, that's the problem is going to cause.
Exactly.
They're going to be in a part and there are going to be problems everywhere in the country or in the area.
Why did you choose to be in this field and run an NGO?
Well, I think when we came to Earth, for everyone has a responsibility,
yes,
to help each other.
Exactly.
So some people, they take the action, some people, they ignore it. So Alhamdulillah, I am one of those who wants to be, you know, part where I can serve the community, where I can help
them. Yes, sir, and we really respect it. That's really nice, and we really look up to it.
Thank you.
What is your opinion about injustice and equality?
My opinion, it starts from our home. You know, when mom and dad, they have 4 or 5 kids, you know, if they give them the same thing, there will be peace in the home,
exactly,
you know.
Yeah.
If they give one person more,
yeah,
and the other will start crying.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's right. Exactly, starts from there. So.
Yes. That's really common.
Yes.
It happens. What kind of abuses you have faced in your lifetime, and how did you manage to overcome or get rid of them?
Actually, I Alhamdulillah, I was born in a good family. But I see the people around myself, they were having many problems. They didn't have a job or they didn't have anything to do. So they were in crisis. That's the main reason they got into fights or, you know, bad habits. So
yeah.
I think what we can do, if I am born in the good family, I can help them. I can help others.
Can you illustrate some of the subjects that create fear in people? Also tell us about some ways we can reduce it.
Well, fear can always be reduced with the love. You know, it's not only in the human being, it's also with the animals.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys ever had a pet at home, it's always, you know, all the pets want from you is love.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with the humans.
Why we are not acting against injustice and defending the rights of people around us?
Well, it's an awareness campaign. Sometimes people do, I mean, make seminars or, you know, they tell other people how to deal with the people. Sometimes they don't tell, nobody tells anybody. So it depends.
Once you don't educate the people about what's the matter, they won't know it.
They won't know it, yes, thank you.
How was your experience about your field?
I'm talking about locally my area. There are many women that they lost their husbands or they don't have their husband. They are in crisis. You know, men, they can go anywhere. They can get food. They can talk to anybody. It's very hard for women to go out and ask for something. So we took responsibility for that, and we are working with the women to provide food and job.
We hope it gets better. Yeah, that's really good. What are the best ways you can suggest us to start a campaign against inequality?
Well, I will again say it starts from your own home. And you go to your street, and then you go to your area, then you go to your city, and then it goes on. So start in your street, see how many deserving people are there. So
start
if you
within us.
Yeah, start. If you help them, then you can keep on growing, and people will connect with you, and it will make a big difference in the whole community.
Okay. So you may share your experience about this podcast.
Well, that's my first experience, but I never knew about the podcast, but I searched last night and it says this is a new form of social media,
yes.
Which is, you know, all the other social media, they are very crowded right now.
Yeah,
yes.
So this is something new. I mean, this
is a new trend in the social campaign.
Yes.
And if, you know, the people are so busy these days, so they don't bother to like see a whole video recording of any topic.
Right,
so they can easily listen to a podcast. That will be a great idea.
I would say the same thing is going on Facebook. If you see on Facebook the post, if the post has more than 4 lines,
yes.
Nobody reads it.
Yes.
You know, they just pass it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you have 3 or 4 word, one word clicks your mind, you stop on that.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes you are
having
pushed
matters.
Yourself to like it.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir. We had a great experience.
It's
we really appreciate it. And all your responses were quite satisfying, and we enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you very much, everyone, for preparing the questionnaire and conducting it up.